じゃあね、祈ってメッセージを始めます。心を静めて祈りましょう。
Okay, let's take some time and pray right now.
Okay, 祈りましょう。父なる神様、今あなたの御言葉を開いて、そしてあなたの命を受け取ろうとしています。
Lord, we want to open your word and we want to open our hearts to receive your word, so we want you to plant those words in our hearts.
あなたは死んだ神様ではなくて生きた神様です。
We know that you are alive. You are not a dead God, you are a living God.
あなたは黙っている神様ではなくて、あなたは語る神様です。
And you are not the God of silence.You are a God who speaks.
羊飼いがささやき声を持って羊を導くようにあなたは今日私たちに支えてくださることを信じます。
And you know, just as the sheep follow the shepherd because they recognize his voice, we want to recognize, we want to hear your voice, recognize it, and we want to follow you today.
イエス様の皆によって、祈ります。どうぞ今日私たちがあなたの言葉を受け取ることができますように。
And so we pray for a blessing on today's message, and we prayThat you would help us to receive this message with open and obedient hearts, humble hearts.
イエス様の麗しい皆によって祈ります。
We pray this in the beautiful name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. さあ、高校生の時って皆さん覚えてるかな？どんな学校行ってたか、どこの国にいたか、僕はそれは知らんけど。
Do you remember your high school days? Some of you aren't in high school yet, but do you remember your high school days? For those of you
that are... 昔の人もおるかもしれんけど、それはどうでもいいけど。学生時代、先生っていろんな先生おったよな、学校に。
When you're a student or when you were a student, you know there are various types of teachers out there, right?
超怖い体育の先生おるわな、どこの学校にも大体おんね。
I've worked with a lot of them. Yeah, there's a lot of scary PE teachers, especially in Japan, right? I don't know about North America.
それとかもよう喋る女の先生。
And then you got the teachers, you know, the lady teachers that just speak non-stop. You know, they got the machine gun mouths, right?
そうそうそう。それとか同時さ、友達みたいな先生おるやん。
But then there's also those teachers that are kind of, they're really friendly. They're almost like your pal as opposed to your teacher.
そしてそういう先生っていうのは大体ニックネームがつくねんな。
And a lot of times, those are the teachers, the ones that are really, you know, chummy with their students. They end up having nicknames from the students.
例えば僕の中学校の時に数学の先生はめっちゃシンプルに馬って呼ばれてました。
So like we had a teacher in junior high as a math teacher, whose nickname was
Horse. なんでてか顔が長くて馬みたいな顔やった
の。Because he kind of had he, I'm hoping.
So, 顔が長かった。
Not she, right? He.So the man, he had like a horse-shaped kind of, you know, like a long face like that. And so we call him horse.
それから、僕たちがファーストネームでエッチャンって呼んでる男の先理科の先生もいました。
Or, you know, like we had a science teacher that we actually called by the first name. We even added Chan at the end to make it kind of cute, right? So エッチャン was his name.
そうそう。で、例えばカナダにおった時先生とかおった。それとか沖縄で高校先生した時になんかおもろいニックネーム先生おらへんかった。
Yeah, there was. Yeah, when I was working in Okinawa, I had a colleague who was nicknamed by the students.
絶対おったやろそういう先生。
Of course, yeah, yeah, yeah.
そうどなんていうニックネーム。
He was a social studies teacher and his nickname
あ社会の先生で。
He was 長ネギ先生。
長ネギ先生。
Like long onion or leek.
ほんで、それはなんて背が高くてひょろっとしてるから長ネギ先生。
Yeah, he was really tall. He was really skinny. He kind of had a 長ネギ face.
めっちゃもう長ネギ先生な。
Hard to explain. Yeah.
Okay. まあ、そう、ほんで、まあ、大体若い女の先生やったら、もう、すごく、例えば美人の若い英語の先生とかやったら、17歳、18歳の高校、2、3年生の男の子に、ひろみちゃんとか呼ばれて、俺と結婚してとか卒業したらって見言ったりするわけです。
And you know, like, there's very typically, you know, in the Japanese high schools, you know, there's this fresh out of university, beautiful English teacher, female English teacher, and the guys in the class are all in love, and all of a sudden they love English, and at some point during the year, maybe at the end of the year, they'll be like,Marry me, right? You know,
そう。で、先生はすごくこう、まあ、怖い先生もおったけれども、優しく接してくれた友達みたいな先生がおったら、生徒たちっていうのはちょっとずつこう、舐め始めてね。どっちかって言ったら。
So, you know, there are those really strict teachers that you kind of feared, but then the ones that were really friendly, the ones that maybe you gave the nickname or whatever, like, eventually, as time goes by, you start to kind of take them a little bit lightly, right?
いや、先生なら分かってんねんけれども、どっちかって言ったら友達みたいな感じになってくるわけ。
And you know that they're, you know, this person is your teacher, but at the same time, you're like, well...He's more than a teacher. He's kind of more like a friend, right?
だけれども卒業式の時にバチッとスーツを着て現れた時、あ、やっぱり先生やったんやっていうふうに思い出すことがあります。
But you know, this teacher that you were all, you know, chummy with all through the year, all of a sudden when it comes to graduation day, he's wearing the suit, he looks really professional, you're like, Oh yeah, he's a teacher. He's not one of us.
ああ、それとか教室で騒いどったりなんか舐めとったことをしたら突然今まで優しかった若い静かな先生がどっかー怒ってお前らええ加減にせーって言うて怒る時ではあるよな。
Or have you ever had a teacher that, you know, was very friendly and very calm most of the time and you were chummy with and all of a sudden one day like the class is kind of out of control and they're taking him way too lightly or whatever and all of a sudden just out of nowhere, kaboom, he brings out Mr. Teacher and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I didn't know he was like that, right?
そうそうでお前ら舐めとったらあかんで俺は教師やぞお前ら生徒なの分かってんのかみたいないうふうに爆発する先生って時々あったやん
Yeah, he might blow up and be like, who do you think I am? I mean, I'm not your friend, I am your teacher! So, right, he kind of just blows up, right?
でああ、やっぱり先生やったんやって思い出すわけですでちっちゃくなんねんな僕たちは
Sometimes, yeah. Like sometimes when that happens, you know, you're like, oh, I forgot, right? And you kind of freak out and you get a little bit like, you start to shake in your boots a little bit. But other times, maybe, you know, you might laugh about it. Yeah, like, he's trying to be a teacher now.
実は言うと私たちはイエス様に対しても同じような態度を取ってしまうことがあります。
You know, sometimes we actually take on that, we have that same attitude towards Jesus in our lives, right?
私たちクリスチャンが信じている神様はイエス・キリストという神様です。
So we believe as Christians that Jesus is God, right?
そしてイエス様は人となられた神様です。
And God became a man in the form of Jesus Christ.
2000年前に人となられてこの地上にお生まれになりました。
And he was born on this earth 2000 years ago, took on the form of human being and was born as a baby.
そしてイエス様は神がどのような方かを私たちに教えてくれたんです。
And Jesus taught us who God is. He came to reveal to us God's character.
また神の国に生きる、神の国の価値観で生きる、神と共に生きるとはどういうことなのかをはっきりと示してくれました。
Jesus taught us the values of the kingdom of God.What it meant to walk with God, have a relationship with God, what it meant to be part of God's family and God's kingdom.
そしてイエス様の、あのことを書いてある聖書の部分というのがあるんやけど、そこを読んでいくと、イエス様の特徴っていうのは、罪人と呼ばれる人と好んで時間を過ごしたと記録に書いてあるんです。
So you can look through the Bible and read especially through the Gospels and see what kind of person Jesus was while he was on earth. And one of the things that you'll see very often is that he spent a lot of time with people that were labeledsinners by others.
そして周りにいた人たち、そしてイエス様の弟子たちも、あ、イエス様は何でも OK 受け入れるタイプの方やねんなっていうイメージがイエス様にははっきりついてました。
And so, you know, you may get the impression, the disciples may have gotten the impression that Jesus was the kind of guy that could accept all people, could accept all lifestyles, could accept all the things that people do.Everything is okay. That's the kind of guy he was.
で、イエス様と一緒にいた弟子たちも、あ、どちらかというと全知全能の神と一緒にいるというよりは、あ、なんか優しいお兄さんと一緒におる。まあ、もちろん先生やねんで、先生やねんけれども、まあ、どっちかというと友達みたいな感じの感覚というのはあったと思います。
So they're hanging out with Jesus, right? The disciples are, and they could look at Jesus, you know, as being the almighty, all-knowing, omnipotent, omniscient,omnipresent God, but rather than having that perspective of who Jesus was, it was more like he's like the big brother. He's like the kind guy that teaches us cool things. He's the guy that, you know, is we can be in awe of and really respect, but at the same time, he's our friend, right? Yeah. He's a teacher, he's a rabbi, but he's friendly.
So, で、イエス様はどんどん自分で率先してしもべの仕事をたくさんしたんです。
And Jesus did a lot of things of his own will that maybe made him appear to be more like a servant than a teacher, right?
だから謙遜なイエス様をずっと周りで見てたら弟子たちはそれはまあイエス様がとんでもなくすごい神様なんやっていうことをまあちょっとずつ忘れるわけです。
And so, you know, as they see Jesus doing all these servant-like things, and they see how humble Jesus is, they slowly lose that image or that impression that he is the Almighty God. They start to think of him more as like a servant-like or like somebody that's very down to earth.
確かにイエス様は優しい友達です。
Yeah, Jesus is very kind. Jesus is very friendly.
そしてどんな罪人でも受け入れました。
And Jesus does accept all sinners.
でもその部分っていうのはイエス様の全体的な性格の全部じゃないんです。ほんの一部なんです。
But if you take that aspect of who Jesus is and apply that to all of who Jesus is, you're making a mistake because that's only a part of Jesus.
この舐めとったらあかんでシリーズ、これクリスマスまでやるんやけれども、これを通して私たちはイエス様の性質の全体像というのを少しずつ掴んでいきたいと思います。
And so as we go through this series called Who Do You Think I Am, we're going to be doing this right through Christmas.You know, one week at a time, we are going to be looking more and more at the different aspects of who God really is.
イエス様、どんな神様なんですか?
What kind of God is Jesus?
それを弟子たちが チラッと見る瞬間というのがあったんです。
You know, there were times as the disciples were walking with Jesus that they actually got to see the bigger picture of who he really was.
イエス様は学校の先生みたいに俺は誰を思とんねんっていうふうに大声を上げることはなかったんやけれども。
You know, Jesus did notget really angry at the disciples the way that a school teacher would say, who do you think I am? Why do you treat me like this? Don't you know who I am?
っていうふうには言わなかったんだけど。
You can't do this, guys, stop doing that, right? He didn't like get mad at people and scold them.
イエス様のちょっとした行動が弟子たちに、うわーって言ってジェスチャーが小さくなる瞬間があったんです。神様と僕たちは一緒にいるんだって。
But there were these times that Jesus would do something in their midst that would cause them to be filled with this kind of reverence, this awe, likeOh my God, literally, like, I didn't realize, oh, I'm with God here, right?
そう。僕は、このクロスロード教会の全員が、もちろんイエス様は優しい友達、イエス様は素晴らしく受け入れてくださる方だけども、同時に、恐るべき神様なんだっていうバランスの取れた理解を立て上げたいと思ってる。
You know, what I want to do through this series is I want for all of us to have a healthy understanding, a better understanding of who God is. Yes, God is friendly. Yes, God is very full of love.However, we want to be able to see the whole picture.
うん、今日はマルコの夜福音書の4章からイエス様がその神様らしさをチラッと弟子たちに見せて、うわちゃーっと弟子たちがなったそのストーリーを読みたいと思います。
So today we're going to look at Mark chapter 4 and we're going to see one of these passages where Jesus kind of quickly shows the disciples in a powerful way who he is.One of these parts of who God is.
イエス様はまず最初に立法の教師、ラビとしての働きを始められました。それはガリラヤ湖という琵琶湖ぐらいの大きな湖の西海岸で始められたんです。
So Jesus was in ministry on the west coast of Lake Galilee. That's kind of where he had his headquarters, and that's where he did a lot of his work there. It was about the size of Lake Biwa, if you know, kind of the Shiga area. It's a very, you know, it's a very big lake. And that's where he did a lot of his business. He was known as, you know, a very powerful teacher.
そして西海岸ではイエス様は大人気だったんです。
He was very popular on the west side, on the west coast.
で、弟子たちもたくさんできました。
And, you know, we always talk about the 12 disciples, but in fact, there were several hundred, there were even, maybe even thousands of disciples.
イエス様がクラスをしますと言うたら、たくさんの人が聞きに来たんです。
If Jesus said, okay, you know, I'm going to be teaching at this spot, you know, and he put the little...You know, drop the pin on the GPS. Everybody would come to that spot and listen to his lesson.
そしてイエス様がそんな風に人気になった絶頂の時に突然東海岸に行こうよっていう風に弟子たちに提案したんです。
Now, one of these times he was on the west coast with the disciples, with all the people there, and he told his 12, his crew, he said, "Let's go over to the east side of the lake."
わ、船で行くのは、うわ、嬉しいって、あの、お船の旅行って誰も喜ばなかった。
And nobody here was saying, "All right, we get to take a trip on a boat. We're going to take a boat. We're going to go sailing."
そこにはいくつか理由があります。
There are some reasons that this was not the most desirable thing for the disciples.
弟子たちが東海岸に行くのを嫌がった理由、それは東海岸っていうのは西海岸と違って、異邦人のグレコローマのギリシャやローマ文化にかなり汚染された文化がそこにもうあったんです。
Now, one of the reasons that the disciples did not want to go off to the east coast is because actually the west coast was Jewish, the east coast was the Greco-Roman culture, it was the pagan culture, and there were a lot of things that they didn't feel comfortable about there. I mean, that side had been really tainted and tarnished by that.Culture.
偶像崇拝やいやらしいセックスインダストリーっていうかな、生産業みたいなのがいっぱいありました。
So, you know, they worshipped idols over on that side there. They had a very thriving and very disgusting sex industry over there, things like that.
それからユダヤで禁じられている豚を食べるっていう、多分餃子の王将みたいなものがあったよな。
And they,
知らんけど分かれへん。
Yeah. And they, you know, on the west side, you know, within the Jewish culture, they were not allowed to eat pork or pork products, but on the east side, you know, they had their spam factory there, and so they didn't want to go anywhere near that.
そうそう。で、弟子たちは思ったんですよ。私たちがこの素晴らしいイエス様っていうラバイに従ってんの、ラビに従ってんの、先生に従ってんのは、そういうような汚れたところに行くためじゃなくて、もうちゃんとしたユダヤ人として清く生きるためよ、なんで東海岸なんかに行かなあかんのですかっていうのが、弟子たちの基本的な考え方でした。
So disciples, you know, they're following Jesus as their rabbi, as their teacher, because they want to be educated in the ways of the Jews, they want to becomeStronger Jewish people. They want to become purer people. They want to become closer to God. So why do they have to go over to the dirt factory on the east side?
そしてイエス様が提案した船で東海岸に行こうっていうアイデアも弟子たちは嫌がったんです。
And you know, not only going over to the east side, that was not the only bad thing about this. They actually did not even want to go over there. by boat, the mode of transportation too.
去年ガリラヤ湖に行ったんやけど、あの岸辺でも僕岸辺で座って聖書読もうとか思って行って開いたんやけど、風がブワー吹いてページを押さえとくの必死やね。
So I actually went to Israel last year. I was sitting on the shores of Lake Galilee, and I thought, you know, wouldn't it be cool to sit on the coast of this lake, you know, where I could open up my Bible, I could be right where Jesus was, and I could sit here. But I couldn't because it was so windy. I had to actually hold like both hands down on the Bible to keep the pages from flipping all over the place.
で、しかもそのイエスの弟子たちには漁師さん、元漁師さんたちが何人かいました。
Now keep in mind that among these disciples that Jesus had with him, some of them were former fishermen.
うん、そして彼らは子供の時から自分のお父さんにガリラヤ湖の真ん中には地獄の入り口アビスがあると教えられて育ったんです。そしてそこには幽霊が出るって。
Now they were raised, these disciples, especially the fishermen, former fishermen who were sons of fishermen, they were raised to believe that in the very middle of Lake Galilee was the gateway to hell. That was like the entrance way to hell, and that ghosts could come in and out of there. You didn't want to go anywhere near the very center of Lake Galilee.
だから行きたないなと思ってイエス様が船に乗って東海岸行こうとイエス様が言うねんかもしれない。もういやいやみんなついていったわけです。
And so, you know, as Jesus told them, let's get in the boat and let's go over to the other side, they've got that image in their mind as well of the middle of the lake being a really scary place, and they're like, I guess, I mean, we've got to follow Jesus, right? So they went along.
ここで事件が起こるんです。
Here we go.
ああ読んでみましょう。35節。さて、その日のこと、夕方になってイエスは弟子たちに、さあ、向こう岸へ渡ろうと言われた。そこで弟子たちは、群衆を後に残し、船に乗っておれるままでイエスを お連れした。他の船もイエスについていった。すると、事件なんです。激しい突風が起こり、船は波をかぶって水でいっぱいになった。
Mark chapter 4, verse 35. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, Let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped.
Okay, 嫌な予感、ドカーンと的中したわけです。
Told you so, Jesus. I knew it wasn't a good idea to go by boat.
そう。で、ガリラヤ湖の船っていうのは多分この部屋のまあ半分ぐらいか、まあちょっと、3分の2ぐらいの大きさだと思うんやけれども。
So the boat that they were in was not like the image that you might have of like one of these kind of, you know, box of chairs or something like that. It was probably like half or two-thirds the size of this room. It was a pretty big boat.
うん。せやけれども、もう多分こう、脇をつかんどかへんともひっくり返るんちゃうかいうぐらい揺れたんやと思うんです。
You know, and it's bobbing in the water and it's possibly about to capsize, you know, so they can't hold both sides of it and try and, you know, keep it steady.
で、皆さん、あの、飛行機で、あの、もう嵐の中突っ込んで、これやばい、落ちるかもって思う嵐の中を突っ込んでいたことある？
You ever been in an airplane that, you know, faced a little bit or a lot of turbulence and you're like, oh no, this feels real, like you start to get sick of your stomach and you're like, oh, I don't feel good about this.
飛行機でそんな怖い経験したことある人？
Who's had that experience in an airplane?
あ、それはあるわな。それは、ミネマスさんとかノリコさんは、それはあるわ。ノリコさんは逆にあれ、あの酸素マスクドーンって落ちてきたことある？あ、やるわやっぱり、実はですさんは。
So even to the point where we're having the oxygen masks come down, you know, they automatically come down. Ooh, that's scary.
そう、多分その状態をイメージしてください。
Yeah, so have that in your mind as you think about the disciples in this story. That's about the condition they were in.
で、弟子たちはなんとか必死にボートの中から水かき出さなあかん思って揺れるのを抑えながらちょっとずつなんか洗面器かなんかでここかきのバケツかなんかであのかき出してたようなもんです。
So they're doing everything they can, right? They're trying to steady the boat. They're also trying to get water out of the boat with their buckets or whatever. I mean, they are all frantic, trying to stay alive here in this situation.
そして突風の恐怖に怖がってたんです。
And they are extremely afraid of this, you know, this strong winds of this storm, right? They're like, we're gonna die here.
ひっくり返ったら親父が言ったように地獄の入り穴の中に沈んでてしまうんやって。
What's gonna happen if the boat capsized? It's a one-way trip to that gateway to hell, right?
で、イエス様どないしたんだよ。イエス様を一緒にバケツでかき出してんのか思ったら。
And you know, they probably thought, well, Jesus is helping them out. Jesus is probably, you know, gonna be scooping water.With them.
気づいたイエス様は船の奥の方で寝ていたはったって言うんです。
But, you know, when they realized what he was doing, they looked like he's sleeping on the other side of the boat. What is he doing?
読んでみましょう。38節。ところがイエスだけは友の方で、船の後ろの方で枕をして眠っておられた。余裕やな。弟子たちはイエスを起こしていた。先生、私たちが溺れそうなんですよ。死にそうなのに、なんとも思われへんのですか。
Verse 38. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown?
これすごく失礼な言い方なの分かる。でもパニックしてるからもうそういうふうにもうわーって言ってしまうんやろな。
Now, the tone that they had when they said this to Jesus was not exactly a very polite tone.、But, you know, they're in the midst of panic. It's understandable that they might, you know, yell it out or say it a little bit rudely, right?
でも多分彼らはもうイエス様とのコミュニケーションに慣れて舐め切ってたから、なんかパニックした時にわーって言ったやと思うんです。
But remember, Jesus is their buddy. He's their pal. He's the one that teaches them cool stuff. He's the big brother. And so they probably forgot their keigo, right? They forgot to use respectful language with him. And so they're just talking to him as a friend. They're like, come on, why aren't you helping us?
どういう神経質の今寝るって手伝ってくださいよっていう感じ
だ。What's the problem with you? How can you sleep in a situation like this?
一緒に水かき出してください。
Come on, let's get the water out of the boat together here. ああ
で、私たちも実は言うと信仰生活の中でその態度を神様にとってしまうことはあります。
But you know, we actually take that same attitude towards God a lot of times in our faith lives, don't we?
人生の中でパニックの中や苦しみの中を通るときに神様に対してどのように祈りますか?
How do we pray to God when we are in the midst of our most difficult times?
神様、どうしてあなたは自分がすべき仕事をしないんですか?
Why aren't you doing what you're supposed to be doing in my life right now, God?
どうして寝てるんですか?
Are you sleeping on me here, God?
Don't you care? あなたは私のこと大事なんですか? 愛してるって言ったけど、嘘なんちゃいますか?
You know, and just like the disciples said here, don't you care? We're saying like, don't you care if I lose my job? Don't you care that my wedding's a mess? Don't you care that my kids are sick? Stuff like that, right?
つまり、神様を自動販売機か、自分のしもべのように考えて、そういうふうに祈りの中で言ってしまうことあるよね。
We tend to treat God as we would a vending machine or a servant, where, you know, we put the coins in, we say our prayers, we press the buttonAnd bam, we should get what we want. Or, you know, like a servant should be obeying everything that we tell them to do, right?
神様がどんな方かっていうのを私たちはかなり忘れてるんです。
When we do things like that, when we pray like that, you know, when we have that attitude towards God, we've forgotten who He is.
この時の弟子たちも忘れてました。
And the disciples here have forgotten who Jesus is, for sure.
多分イエス様それを思い出させるためにイエスも立ち上がったんです。
And so Jesus stands up and He does something to remind them of who He is.
そしてちらっとご自身が神であることを見せたんです。
You know, it's like he does this and shows the big S on his chest, right? And like, look who I am, remember?
スーパーマンみたいな。それは私はもちろん優しい友達やけど、ただの優しい友達ちゃうで。
Sure, you know, Jesus is a very kind and gentle friend, you know, and we see that in scripture, but that's not all there is to him.
もちろん良い聖書の先生やけど、それだけどちゃうで。
He's a great teacher of the word of God. He's a great representative, you know, to teach us about who God is, but that's not all he is.
君らは僕誰や思ったん?
Who do you think I am?
やめとったらあかんで、とは言えへんかったやろうけど。
You know, he did not say, you know, you better treat me with more respect, but...
それをガツンと弟子たちに分からせる行動に出たんです。
But he does something here to show the disciples very quickly who he
is. イエス様立ち上がってこういうふうに言いました。39節、イエスは起き上がってこうしました。風を叱りつけ、湖に黙れ、静まれ、と言われたんです。すると風は止み、波はなくなりました。
Verse 39, he got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, Quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm.
イエス様は突風と湖に対して、静まれ!静まれ、静まれ、静まれ、静まれ!と言われたんです。
Imagine he's saying to every wave that's out there, You shut up, you calm down, you get down, stop it right now. Right?
そう言われたら僕、この次の画像を見せな、気すまへんねん。
You know, I cannot help but show you this picture. This is one of my favorite, you know, it's one of my favorites.
もうおふくろ、うちのおふくろそこに月曜日の8時はいつもこれ見とって。
Okay, my mom's
なんで、しら別に好きやったわけでちゃうと思うんだけど、絶対うちには月曜の8時これついよって。
She can attest to this, that every Monday without fail, we were watching this at 8 o'clock when it came on.
で、知らない人たちのためにお話しするけど、これは日本を知るためにとても重要な事柄なんです。
So for those of you who don't know who this is or what this is all about, we're gonna have a little lesson here, but you really need to know this.
40年間、日本人の8時から9時までの時間、テレビの前に釘付けにしたおじいさんがこの人なんです。
Okay.
40年間。
Everybody was watching this old man on TV. You know, it's been 40 years now that this show has been on TV. From Monday at 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock, everybody's watching.
毎週ストーリーが一緒なんです。
The story is the same every week.
それは何かというと、旅のおじいさんがお供の人を連れて旅をするんです。
Okay, let me tell you the basics here. This guy in the middle, he's an old man, and he's got these young guys along, and they're doing kind of a tour around, they're walking around Japan.
そしていろんなところで困ってる人たちを助けるんです。
And they go around, they see people in trouble, and they help them.
そして困ってる人をいじめてる人たちと喧嘩になるんです。
However, you know, these people that are in trouble, very often they're in trouble with people that are in higher authority or whatever. They're in trouble with, you know, gangs or whatever. And so there ends up being some conflict.
そう、ほんで、この隣におる、おじいさんの隣におる二人のお侍さん、めちゃ強いね。
And the two samurai, the two guys that are beside, on either side of the old man, they are very strong. They are samurai. Their names were Suke and
Kakusan. So, そして大体喧嘩になるのが8時42分ぐらいやね。
So, you know, you could set your clock to this TV show. You knew that when 8:42 came around, it was the middle of the fight. It was the start of the fight.
8時45分になるといつも特別なことが起こるんです。
However, at 8:45, right, you know, set your watches, something special happened every week.
喧嘩してたスケさん、カクさんがこういう風に言い出すんです。ここで喧嘩は終わりだ。お前たち、沈まれ。嵐のような喧嘩を収め始める。
You know, these two guys, right on 8:45,they would say, okay, it's over now. You stop that. You calm down. Stop it, right?
そして、スケさんかカクさんが忘れたけど、懐の中からカーンって一つのものを持ち出すんです。見せるんです。
So one of these guys, either Suke or Kaku, I don't remember which one, but he would pull something out of his breast pocket and he'd go, and he would show it to everyone.
これは何かと言ったら、このおじいさんが飲むお薬入れてる箱やねんね。
Now,This was a pill box. It was a medicine box.
だけど大切なのはあの真ん中のマークなんです。
However, the important thing about the pill box is the mark that's there right in the very middle.
これは将軍ファミリーの家のマークなんです。
Now, this is the mark of the shogunate family, right? The shogun.
そして、スケさん、カクさんたちはこれを見せてこう言うんです。あなたたちは今自分が手を挙げて喧嘩してる相手が誰か分かってるんかと言うんです。
And so by showing this here, they're saying, do you realize who you are fighting against?
あなたがただの旅のおじいさんやと思ってる人が本当は誰か分かってんのか?
You might think that you are picking a fight with just a regular old man, but do you realize who he is?
実を言うとこれは先の副将軍、前の副将軍、水戸光圀さんでいらっしゃいますよ。
Do you know who this is? This is the former right-hand man of the big man of Tokugawa right here.
つまり、あなたの首を指先パンとするだけでスパスパスパスパーンと切ることができる力と権力を持った方なんですよ。
You realize that in the blink of an eye, this guy could have your neck wrung and you could die right on the spot.
あなたはその人の前で刀を抜き、その人に突っかかっていたんですよ。
You know, you might be pulling out your sword trying to, you know, beat up on this guy and these people, but...
ほんで、今私のスピーチをあなたはボーって聞いてんの?
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
頭高いよって。控えなさいって、bow down って。頭下げなさいって言うだけです。
Saying, you get down, you bow down, you know, you're holding your head a little bit too high for somebody that's being put in his place.
そして嵐のような喧嘩の修羅場が、はーっと静まるんです。
And all of a sudden, 847A, you know, all of a sudden, all these guys are all there getting down on their knees, like, no, I'm not worthy to be here, no, I'm sorry, right?
実はとイエス様がその嵐を沈めた瞬間もこれとほとんど一緒のことでした。イエス様が黙れ沈まれと嵐を一括しただけで弟子たちはそれがなくなるのを見たんです。
So in a very similar way, Jesus did the same thing to this storm, right? You know, with just the one words, with just the words, quiet, be still, he calmed the entire storm.
この人どんな人なんやって。
Can you imagine how the disciples felt seeing this? Like, who is this guy?
そしてそれを考え始めた時、彼らにはピーと来ることがありました。
And they realized, you know, just in a second, who this was.
彼らは漁師でしたけれども、この当時のユダヤの西海、あのガリラヤの西海岸の分はとてもビブリカルリトライトというか、その聖書教育が小学校の時代から盛んな文化でした。
Now these guys were former fishermen, so you might think they weren't very educated, but in fact, the elementary school aged kids on the west side of the Sea of Galilee, all of these kids were very, very proficient in the Bible.
つまり小学校は国語の勉強するために聖書テキストにして使うんです。
The textbook for their, you know, their language classes, for Hebrew classes was the Bible.
イエス様が嵐を沈めるのを見た弟子たちはピーンと来たんです。あ、これ詩編の107編に書いてあるやつ。
And so they knew when they heard, when they saw this, they were like, hey,This is the exact thing that we read in Psalm 107, like when we were in the sixth grade, right?
読んでみましょう。詩編107編の23節から。 船に乗って海に出る者、大海で商いする者。彼らは主の御業を見、深い海でその屈指しい御業を見ました。どんなことかというと、主が命じて嵐を起こすと、風が波を高くしました。彼らは船に乗ったまま上に行ったり下に行ったり、その魂は惨めにもドロドロに溶け去った。彼らは酔った人のようによろめき、ふらついて分別が乱れました。そしてこの苦しみの時に彼らが主に向かって叫ぶと、主は彼らを苦悩から連れ出された。主が嵐を沈めると、風はないだ。波がないだので彼らは喜んだ。そして主は彼らをその望む港に導かれた。
This is what it says in Psalm 107 from verse 23. Others went out on the seas in ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep. For he spoke.And stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their peril, their courage melted away. They reeled and staggered like drunken men. They were at their wit's end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven.
弟子たちは、あ、千年前に書かれた歌、ただの勉強のための歌やと思って、テキストに載ってる詩やと思ってたんやけど、違うかって、僕の目の前で、僕らの目の前で、今起こってしまったっていうふうに思ったわけです。
So, you know, they're going, wait a minute, so that lesson back in the day we were reading in Hebrew class, and I thought it was just a boring poetry lesson, it was just some song that some king had written back in the day, but we're experiencing this right before our eyes right now.
そしてイエス様の方を見て、ということはこの方が神様やということですか。
And so they realize then, as they think back to this poetry lesson that they had, they're like, "Hey, the Lord did it back in the day." So, you're the Lord.
この方が全世界を作り、嵐を沈めることができ、私たちの命を一瞬でひねり潰したり、生かしたり殺したりすることができる神様やということですか。
You are the God that created the heavens and the earth. You are the God that can calm a storm. You can create a storm. You are the God that, you know, you could smush us out, you know, like a grape or like an ant.
彼らに8時45分が来たんです。
So this is their 8:47, their 8:45, right? Where all of a sudden, bam, the death comes out, right?
っていう音しながらな。
そう。Sound effect.
さあ、この自然をコントロールできる神様な、この人普通の友達は思ってたけど、ちょっと、なんか親しみやすい先生は思ってたけど、神様やったよ。
You know, this is the God that we have been, or this is the person that we have been thinking of as just a friend, as a buddy that we could joke around with, or that we could say rude things to. And now all of a sudden, oh, we realize who he really is.
今まで風が怖い、嵐が怖い、どうしたらええねん、地獄の入り口が怖いって思ってたんが、イエス様の見て、怖って思ったわけです、イエス様のことを。
Now remember, these guys at this point, you know, in the storm, they were fearing the wind, they were fearing the waves, they were fearing the water, they were fearing the gates of hell. All of their fear was directed towards nature and these things in nature. And all of a sudden, when that all calmed down and they turned to Jesus, their fear actually shifted that way too.
彼らの恐怖の対象が自然の脅威や自分の命を脅かすものからイエス様にシフトしたんです。
So their fear went from nature, fear of nature or fear of these things in nature to a fear of Jesus.
そしてイエス様はこういうふうに言われました。40節見てみましょう。イエスは彼らに言われた。どうしてそんなに怖がるんですか？嵐とかを。信仰がないのはどうしたことです。彼らは大きな恐怖に包まれて、そして互いに言った。風や湖までが言うことを聞くとは一体この方、どういう人なんやろ？俺ら思ってる通りにこの人神様なんかな？
Verse 40 of Mark chapter 4, he said to his disciples, Why are you so afraid, in parentheses, of the waves of the wind, right? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.
イエス様がおっしゃったのは、あなたが怖がるべき対象は嵐ですか、波ですか、それとも私ですか。
Jesus is kind of asking them, you know, is the object of your fear, should it be...Nature, should it be the wind and the waves, or should it be me?
弟子たちが本当のイエス様の姿をちらっと見たときに、彼らの抱いた感情というのは恐怖だったんです。
So when they realized, when they recognized at last who Jesus really was, what was their emotional state? They were in a state of fear.
いやもちろんその、うわ、すげーとか、ああ、おうとか、レスペクトとか、尊敬っていうのももちろんあったと思うけど、それをぶっ飛んで、 怖ーっていうのがあったんです。
Now, I'm sure that in this time, you know, when the winds and the waves calmed down, that they were in full respect of Jesus, they were fully reverent of Jesus, but it went even beyond those feelings to fear.
そして2000年間続くこのキリスト教の教会で、私たちクリスチャンが神に持つべき最もふさわしい態度は、神を恐れる態度なんです。
And, you know,For 2,000 years since this time that Jesus did this, right up until this day in the church, in the Christian church, the most important thing that we should feel towards God is fear.
そして聖書には何回も神を恐れなさい。神を恐れなさいと書いてるんです。
And in the Bible it does say several times, I mean like multiple times, fear the Lord, fear the Lord.You know, the fear of the Lord is a good thing.
そのために神の本性を、神様の性質の全体像をつかみなさい。一部分だけだけど、全体像をつかみなさいと聖書は私たちに教えてくるんです。
You know, as you fear the Lord, you will be able to see in the whole Bible, you'll be able to see all aspects of God's character, not just one part of it.
だから僕はクリスマスに神様の性質っていうのをみんなで追求していきたいなと思うんです。
And so, you know, from last week up until, Christmas Sunday, I want to look very closely.At God's character, different aspects of God's character with all of you.
そんな、ふみ先生、ちょっとどっちかって言ったら、もうちょっとプラクティカルなことを学びたいっていう人がおるかもしれません。
You might be saying, yeah, but you know what? I come to church, I would rather, much rather hear a practical message from
you. 例えば、なんか喧嘩してる親戚とうまく話せる方法とか、それとか職場の人間関係どうしたらいいかとか、クリスチャンとして経済をどうやってしたらいいかとか、そういうプラクティカルなことを教えてほしいのにとかっていうふうに思ってる人がいるかもしれませんけど。
You know, I'd rather have you teach me about, you know, how I can deal with this war that's going on between me and my relatives, or how to get along with my coworkers better, or how do Christians do their finances, or, you know, things like that. Those are the things that I want to hear from you, Fumi.
でも実を言うと聖書が言ってるのは神を恐れることがそのような人生の知恵の始めなんですというんです。
But did you know that in the Bible it does say that the fear of the Lord is the beginning?Of all wisdom.
そしてそれだけではなくて、神を恐れることはあなたを豊かな命に導きますと、箴言にははっきりと書いてあるんです。
And it says in the book of Proverbs that the fear of the Lord is going to lead you into a richer life.
ですから僕は皆さんと一緒に神を恐れることを学びたいんです。
And so I want to understand then what the fear of the Lord means. I want to study that with all of you.
これ以上に人生に祝福をもたらす、ことはないんです。
You know, there is no greater thing that can be brought into our lives than this.
皆さん、預言者にイザヤという人が、預言者が昔いました。
There was a prophet back in the day named Isaiah.
彼は幻の中で神を見たというんです。
And it says in chapter 6 of the book of Isaiah that he saw the Lord in a vision.
そしてその時にイザヤ書6章にどんな風に書いてありますか？僕は神様が御座に座っておられるのを見たで近づいてハイファイブしたって書いてないんです。
And it does not say, I saw the Lord sitting up on his throne, so I went up and gave him a high five.
そうではなくて、もう僕はビビってしまって、俺もう死ぬと思ったって書いてあるんです。
It says he was so filled with fear, he was so frightened that he thought he was gonna die.
それが本当の神様を見た人の普通のリアクション。
Now that is a proper reaction to a person who sees God.
イエス様の弟子のヨハネという人がいましたけれども、彼は幻の中で、イエス様の、幻を見ました。
You know, we look at another example from the New Testament. Jesus' disciple John saw the Lord Jesus in a vision as well.
それを見たとき僕気絶したって書いてあるね。
And it says that I fainted when I saw Jesus.
それが神を知る人の、親しく知る人のふさわしいリアクションなんです。
And someone who really knows God is going to have a reaction like that to see him.
もちろんクロス教会今まで神は愛です、神は優しい神様です、教えてきました。それに嘘偽りも何にもない。その通りやねんけど。
Now, you know, up until now, you've heard a lot of messages at Crossroad saying that God is love or God is very gentle, God is very kind. That's not a lie. We have not been lying to this point. It's all true.
全体像ではないんです。
But that is not the whole picture.
一緒に入れると気絶したり、あ、俺もう死ぬわと思うような神様が本当の神様なんです。
You know, the real God, of course, is a God of love and a God of kindness and gentleness. But also, if you are truly in His presence, if you truly see Him, you will be filled with fear. You may even feel like you're You may feel faint. You may feel like you're gonna die.
神様の臨在の中にいて、はーってはーがガクガクして恐れるっていうことは 正しいことなんです。
You know, if you are in God's presence and you are filled with fear of the Lord, that is proper.
じゃあ私たちの神様はどんな人なの?
So, what is our God?
私たちの神様まず一つ目、それは私たちの神様は永遠に聖なる方です。
The first thing that we can know about God is that He is eternal.And holy.
この21世紀インターネットの世界の中では、すべての人が神に対して神はこうあるべきだという意見を持っています。
You know, this is the age of the internet, the age of information. And a lot of times, you know, you can go online and you can look up who is God, and you'll find like 1,000 or you know, a million different definitions. People say, I think God is this, or to me, God means this.
僕は神をこんなんやと思う。いや、私は神様こんな人だと思うわっていうふうに勝手にみんないろいろいいこと言うてるんです。
You'll get all these differing opinions from different people, and even different quote unquote experts saying, you know, this is who God is to me. This is what God means to me.
でもあなたがどんだけこんなふうにあってほしいと思ったとしても、それをブログ僕に書いたとしても神様はこんな方ですというのは厳然とした事実としてあるんです。あなたがどんな人になってほしいか別にして神様はこんな人なんですという姿がちゃんとあるんです。
But I don't care who you are when you're writing your blog about who you think God is or what God means to you. And I don't care how many hits you get or how popular your opinion is of what God is or what you want God to be for you, because it doesn't matter what you want God to be for you. God has a set identity that you don't get to decide.It's already been decided before you were around, and you can't change it.
神様は人格を持った、実在する人格を持った神なんです。聖なる方なんです。
God has a personality, God has character that has already been established. It's not dependent on what you think it is or what you want it to be.
そして神が聖であるということは、私たちとは根本的に違うという意味です。
And this word holy, what it means is that God is at his very foundation, separate, different.From us.
ですから私たちは自分の言葉で神様を上手に説明することは絶対にできないんです。
So you know what? We cannot, with our limited human language and our words, properly define God.
だから私たちは主観的に神様はこんな人やと主観的な意見を言うのをやめて、聖書から、そしてイエス・キリストご自身を見ることによって客観的な事実として神はどのような方かを学ぶ必要があるんです
。So we gotta stop being subjective when we think about and when we talk about who God is or who we want God to be, because we can't do that. We gotta be objective. We gotta look at objective truth, which can be found in the Bible, which can be found through Jesus Christ.
どんなふうに感じたいかじゃなくて、リアリティをありのままで受け入れるということです。
Now it doesn't matter how you feel or how you felt in that situation. You gotta look at reality. You gotta look at the truth.
聖なる神の前ではあなたの神学もあなたの神観もあなたの過去の宗教経験も関係ないね。
You know, God is not going to look at you and say, okay, well, you had this definition of who I was, or you were of this religious background, all that stuff. That is not important in God's eyes.
そして聖なる神を恐れる人が取る一番最初の行動は、僕は神はこう思う、僕は神はこう思う、神様はこういう方だからねっていうんじゃなくて、本当に聖なる神を知っている人は口数が少なくなるんです。
Now, a true follower of God and someone who truly believes in a holy God is not going to be spouting their mouth off at any opportunity they have, saying, this is who I think God is, this is who God is to me, this is what I believe, so you better listen to me and agree with me. Rather, the true follower of God stands before the Lord in silence.
伝道の書エクレシアスティスというところで、神を恐れるとあなたの口数は少なくなりますと書いてます。
You know, there's a passage in the book of Ecclesiastes where Solomon says that you are God in heaven, here am I on earth, so let my words be few.
ですから、クロスロード教会ではこの礼拝の時に感謝と喜びの賛美と同時に静まって、神を知るという時間もこれから大切にできればいいなと思ってます。
There are a lot of times in our church, you know, we're during our time of worship, during a lot of our time during, you know, during our service, during our gathering time, that, you know, we express our love towards God, we express our thanks, we express our joy through song, through words. You know, there's a lot of noise, but I hope that we can also take some time in our service time, in our time together.To be silent before the Lord.
で、次、二つ目、神は全能ですということも私たちは覚えておく必要があります。
Let's remember also point number two, and that is that God is omnipotent, all powerful.
これは野球もできる、料理もできる、何でもできるって、病気も癒せるっていう、そういう意味ではあります。それもそうやねんで、それはそうやと思うよ。はい。
Now, you know, when you think about somebody that's all powerful, it doesn't mean, you know, they're good at all sports, they're good at academics, they're good at cooking, they're good at cleaning, they're good at everything that a human could possibly do. Now, maybe that might be true in part.
確かに病を癒すことができるでしょう。
You know, God can heal the sick.
私たちを自分たちのお母さんから生まれるようにしたのも神様です。
You know, God allowed us to be born, you know, through our moms.
うん。そして私たちの命をキュッとひねりつぶして、それで次の瞬間終わらせることもすぐにできる方です。
And、you know, God does have the power to end anybody's life at any moment.
でも神様は何でもできるとは、やりたいこと何でもできるという意味だけではなくて、神様はご自身が良いと思うことをことごとく徹底的に行う方ですという意味です。
Now, what it also means beyond those things is that, you know, God is going to do and God can do anything that He pleases, anything that pleases Him.
詩編115編の3節にはこういうふうに書いてあります。私たちの神様は天におられ、これ大事よ。その望むところをことごとく行われる神様です。
Psalm 115 verse 3 says this, Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him.
うん。つまり、神様が何かやろうとして、なんか僕やろうとしたけど、ちょっとそれエミリーか、エミリー、それ、いや、じゃあやめとくわって、そういうふうに考えないということ。
God is not going to say, okay, well, I've got this plan, I'm going to do this. Wait a minute, Emily, you don't like that? You don't think it's a good idea? Okay, I'll change my mind, right? God doesn't do things that way.
そんなことを神様はしないんです。神様はやると決めたことをことごとく行われるんです。
And when God decides to do something, when God decides to allow something, when something pleases God, it happens.
つまり、私たちは神様こうしてください、ああしてください、こうしてください、ああしてくださいってもちろん言ってええよって言わせてもらえるかもしれないけれども、それをする権利があるって私たちが思うべきではないんです。
Now, God allows us to come before Him at any time and say, God, I would love for you to do this, or please do this, or help me with this, or, you know, stop doing this, or whatever. And we're allowed to say those words, but it doesn't mean that, you know, God is under any obligation to listen to what we say and follow what we say and change what He's already got in mind.
つまり困ったことがあったとき、神様どうしてなんですか？あなたはこれに対して私に説明する義務がありますっていうふうに言う権利は私たちにはないんです。
And we don't have the authority, we don't have the right to go before God and say, I demand an explanation for what you allowed to happen to me last week.
ご自身の計画に従って神様は良いと思われることをやってはるんです。
You know, when God thinks something's good, when something pleases God,He's gonna let it
そしてご自身の計画に沿ってるだけではなくて、ご自身のご性質にも沿ってると思います、僕は。
You know, and it's not just going to follow after God's plan, it's also going to fall in line with God's character.
うん。先月僕の大切な友人が死にました。
One of my dear friends passed away a month ago.
そして僕はここまで神様どうしてですかという祈りを仕掛けたんですけれども。
You know, and I was very close to, and up until this point in my life, you know, I tended to say, why God, why?
でも、やめました。
But I stopped in this.
例えば分かる説明してくれても絶対納得できへんやろうし。
Because you know, even if God sat down and explained it to me, I probably wouldn't understand it.
だから僕は神様のご性質を信頼しようと思いました。
And so I realized that I need to recognize, you know, this is a part of God's plan, it's a part of God's character, and I need to accept it.
神様は良い方です。
Now, God is a good God.
そして神様のプランは誰も止めることができず実行されています。
And we cannot stop God's plan, God's grand plan from occurring.
神様は全能の方ですから、私たちは信頼しましょう。
You know, God is almighty, so let us put our trust in Him.
Okay, 三つ目、神は全知です。
The third point is that God is omniscient,
all-knowing. これ僕が一番怖いやつや、これは。
This to me is one of the scariest things about
God. これ考えると僕ほんまに怖くなるね。
It's seriously scary if you really think about it.
つまり僕のすることの中で皆さんに隠れてやってることいっぱいあります。
You know, there's a lot of things that I do in my life that are hidden from you.
つまり皆さんもあるでしょう。人に隠れてやってることってあるでしょ
う。You know, a lot of you do a lot of things in private as well that other people don't know about.
うん。人から見られへんからって皆さんの思考の中でいろいろ考えてること、あの人鬱陶しいわ、嫌いやわって思ってることから、やらしい思いから、ひどい思いから、いろいろ感じてるでしょう。
And not only the things that you do, but there's even things going on in your head, you know, that you feel like nobody can hear me thinking, nobody gets this, it's just all in my head, it's just between me and me, I don't like this person's bugging me, I hate my life, whatever, right? You've got all these things in your head.
つまりそれを全部しておられるということです。
But guess who knows?
人は知らんで、そんなん言えへんかったら。
Yeah, you know what, the people around you, they may not hear the thoughts going on in your head, or you know, that kind of stuff.
だけど神は知っておられるんです。
God knows it.
そしてもちろん僕の心の痛みや悲しみも知っておられるんです。
on the flip side of that, or on top of that, though, God also does know the state of our hearts. God knows the condition of our hearts. He knows the pain we're going through. He knows the hardships that we experience.
友達とここだけの話で、ここだけの話やでいう話も神様は知っておられるんです。
You know, God knows when we say like, hey, this is just between me and you, okay? Like, don't tell anybody. God knows that too. He knows all that.
あなたがインターネットで何を見てるかも知っておられる。
God knows what you're checking out on the internet.
僕は知らんで。
I don't know.
でも神様は知っておられる。
But God does.
それ怖くない？
Isn't that scary?
でももっと怖いことが聖書に書いてあるんです。
There's something even scarier.
ヘブル人の手紙の4章。作られたもので神の前で隠れおおせるものは一つもなく、神の目には全てが裸でありさらけ出されています。それだけじゃなくて、私たちは死んだ時にこの神様に対して説明責任を果たさなければいけないんです。
Here's the scarier thing. Hebrews 4:13. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight.Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account.、
この神の前に行き、すべてをご存知の方を前にして、僕がやってきたこと、すべてに対して僕には説明責任が発生するというんです。
You're standing before God on that day, and He knows everything that you've done and everything that you've thought, and you've got to give an explanation for it?、
僕が皆さんに対してなんか偉そうに振る舞ったことを僕は説明しないといけないです、神様に。
You know, if I've been all haughty around all of you and pretending that I'm the best and you're below me, I've got to give an explanation of that to God when I stand before Him.
こういうふうに聞かれるでしょ。踏み入って、あなたは私があなたにエントラストして託した大切な羊たちに対して、あなたの基本的な態度はどうでしたか？
God is going to ask me when I stand before Him, hey,How was your attitude towards all of the people that I entrusted to you? You know, this flock of people that I gave to you. How was your attitude towards
それは怖いよ。僕、聞かれたくない質問。
Oh, I don't want to be asked that question.
もっと聞かれたくない質問、これ。
There's something even more I don't want to be
asked. あなたの人生の最高の祝福として、あなたに麗しい奥さんと子供たちを与えました。
Here's another one I don't want to hear, but I'm afraid I will hear, and that is, you know, standing before God, and He says, look, in your life, I have given you the most beautiful wife, I have given you the most amazing kids.
あなたはその3人に対してどのように接しましたか?
How did you treat those three people in your life?
ちょっと待ってください。ちょっと答え用意してませんって。
Like, I wasn't ready for this. This is a surprise question. Give me some time to think about this. I mean, there's so many things, if you think about it, that have happened in your life.
いや、みのりちゃんに確かにどうなったことは一回あるんです。
You know, there was that time that I got angry at Minori.
あの時僕も調子悪かったし、みのりの態度も悪かったし、ちょっと、ガソリンももうエンプティーに切れてどうしたらいいかなと思って車の中でって。そんな状況、セッティングを神様は全く
You know, God is not asking us for like, okay, tell me what the situation was, explain to me why you were angry, and maybe if you've got a good enough reason, I'll excuse it. Like, you were in the car, the gas was running out, you were worried about that, and, you know, you were a little bit, I was a little bit sick, and Minori, you know, she was being a little bit bratty, you know, she was in her teens, you know, those hard years, and, you know, that's the reason all of a sudden I just snapped, and...God doesn't care about the circumstances surrounding it. He's not going to let you off the hook because of that.
それは神様はご自身の神の基準で私たちを裁かれる。それが4番目。
Because the standard, and this is number four, you know, God is a righteous judge, and the standard by which we are judged is not our human standards, it's God's holy standard.
マジですかって今思ってる皆さん。
Uh-oh. Really?
それを思ってほしいんです。
I hope that you feel a little bit of shock and a little bit of fear thinking about this.
神様、自分の命が今なくなるかどうかも神の見ての中にあるのに、いきなりなくなって神の前に立つ準備はできてますか?
You realize, you know, your life right now is in God's hands, and that life that is in God's hands, you don't know when it's going to end. It could end today. Are you ready when you're standing before God to give an explanation for the things that you've done?
僕、感情的にできてないんです。
I am not ready for that. I'm not in the right emotional state for that.
その瞬間が怖いと思います。
I am scared when I think about that moment.
そのような偉大な神に顔と顔を合わせて会うことが怖いと思います。
I am scared to stand before God, see Him face to face.
で、僕はそれは健全な恐れやと思うんです。
And I don't think that it's a bad thing. I actually think that is a very healthy attitude to have towards God.
だから僕はその恐れを考えて、その日が確実に来ると知って、明日どう生きるかを決めたいと思います。
And so I want to start to make decisions about what I, how I live my life from tomorrow or even from after today's service based on knowing that at any time I could be standing before God having to explain myself to him.
いや、皆さん、こうかもしれません。いや、罪を犯すのはしゃあないで、やっぱり人間やからな、しょうがないよって言うのは、それは人間の理論やね。
And some of you might be thinking in a very human logic, in a very humanistic way of thinking, that you know what?I'm a human being, and human beings sin, and everybody sins, so it's not such a big deal because that's part of who we are.
そしてその人間の理論を僕信じたいんです。いや、それはな、罪を犯すものはさ、しゃあないやん。もう状況が状況やったからしゃあないやんって言いたいし信じたいねんけど。
Yeah, of course, you know, I want to be able to, you know, explain away my sins in that kind of attitude. I wish I could take that on myself and say, well, yeah, everybody sins, and nothing could be done about it.
でも神の基準は神の基準なんです。
But you know what? If I do that, all I'm doing is explaining it at my level.And I'm not looking at God's standard for, my, for me
and my life.
So I'm not ready to stand before God.
多分皆さんもできてないと思う。
I don't know. I don't think that any of us here are.
だからみんなで全知全能の義なる裁き主である神を恐れることを学びましょう。
And so let's remember that it is very healthy. It is very important for us to fear the Lord.
神を恐れることはあなたを命へ導きます。
You know, because the fear of the Lord is going to lead you into life.
もし私たちが人生の中でお金がなくなること、年金がなくなること、献金がなくなること、人生の嵐が来ることを弟子たちのようにうわーって恐れてるのに、隣におる私たちと共におられて私たちの内側に生きておられるイエス様を恐れないんやったら、なんかが間違ってるいうことやわ。
Okay, something is definitely wrong in our lives when, if, you know, if in our lives we are fearing, oh, what happens if I lose my job or I lose all my savings or I don't have...You know, a retirement fund or all these things. If that's what we're fearing, and all the while we've got a holy God standing beside us or living within us, and we have no fear of that holy God, something's wrong.
だから僕は皆さんに8時45分が来てほしいと思うんです。僕にも8時45分が来るように。
And so, you know, I hope that that 8:45 moment, you know, where we're all of a sudden, God, we know the truth.
イエス様がどのような方か。どのような神であるかもう一度心にはっきりと掲示されるように。
And I really hope and I pray that God would reveal to himself one more time to you and to me who he really is.
神様は聖書を通してそれを教えてくださるし。
You know, God teaches us that through the Bible.
こういうメッセージを通しても教えてくださるし。
He teaches us through his word,
でも一番は神様はご自身をイエス・キリストを通して私たちに自己自身を教えられる。
You know, but God is going to teach us as well who He is through Jesus Christ.
そしてイエス様が教えた神の本性のど真ん中の部分は何ですか?
And what was the very core, the very, you know, the very heart of what Jesus taught of who God is?
それは5つ目。神は愛です。
That's our fifth point. God is love.
ちょっと待ってと。え、そんなに恐ろしい神様が私たちのことを愛してるんですか?
Hang on a second. So, you know, back in the other points, you were saying that we are to fear God and that God could squish us like a grape or that we have to stand before God and we have to explain everything. And now you're saying that that God is a God of love?
つまり嵐を全部沈めたり、私たちのことを全部知ってて、好きなことをやりたい放題できる神様、私たちをひねり潰すことができる神様、私たちの罪を絶対に見過ごさない神様が、それでも私たちを愛してくれるんですか?
God created the heavens and the earth. He can calm any storm. He can smush us all out. He knows every one of our sins. He knows every one of our thoughts. He will not let any of those sins go by unforgiven unless we know Jesus. And yet you're saying that God loves us. God is a God of love.
そしてこの罪があったら神との関係に入れないということを知って、ご自身が人になってここに来てその罪を処理してくれはったんですか?
Yeah, did Jesus...Even in knowing all of these things about us, even in knowing that we are, you know, dark and dirty and sinful human beings, did he still come in the form of a human being down to this earth to forgive our sins?
こんな危険な神様が僕のことを大事に愛してくださってるんですか?
That God that we are to fear, that God that is in a sense like very dangerous, that you know, we are to fear in that sense, he also loves us that dearly?
手が震えて皆さんに感じてほしいんです。
That is where we should be shaking in fear, knowing that, you know, God loves us so much in spite of all the things that we are not worthy, we're not worthy of eternal life.
私たちをひねり潰すことができない方がイエス・キリストを十字架の上でひねり潰したんですか。ほんまに?僕のために?私のために?意味わからん。怖いって。いうのが神を恐れる態度なんです。
The same God that could, you know, squish me you know, like a grape, is the same God that allowed Jesus to die on the cross in my place so that I could have a relationship with Him, so that I could see Him face to face, so that we could have eternity together.
私が命の冠をかぶるために茨の冠をかぶったんですか?
You know, did Jesus take on the crown of thorns so that I could wear the crown of life?
指パチンってしたら天使500万人呼んできて地球をボーンって滅ぼすことができる方がそれを選んだ意味わからん怖いって思ってほしいんです。
The same Jesus that could have, you know, in the snap of His fingers called 5 million angels down and done away with the entire Roman Empire and all of their army is the same Jesus that wants to be in my life, that loves me. That is scary stuff.
そしてその恐ろしい神様の私に対する一番のメッセージ何か知ってますか?
But what is the biggest message? What is the most important thing that God wants to tell us?
恐れるな。
It's interesting. God told us so many times, do not fear.
恐れるな。私は恐るべき神様でも、やけど、同時に安心できる神様でもある。
We are not supposed to live our lives in fear. We are not supposed to be scared of anything because God has given us comfort.
確かに全世界をコントロールし、すべての生と死をコントロールすることができるけれども、あなたは私を友と呼んでいいんだよ。
This same God, you know, that has all control over all of the earth also wants to say, you can call me friend.
皆さん、その二つのバランス、神を恐れること、その神様に大胆に近づくことができることを、感謝と恐れを持って人生の中で体験していきましょう。
So there's a balance there between fearing God, which is perfectly healthy, and loving God and accepting all of His love and all of His kindness. We need to find that balance in our lives.
卒業式の時期になるとさ、一番お花をもらう先生でどんな先生か言うたら、生徒たちが友達みたいに、わー、なんとかちゃーんとか言うて、そういうふうにダラダラして舐め切ってた先生っていうのは、実はとお花もらう量って少ないやな。
Do you know that at graduation ceremony, you know, what kind of teacher is going to get the most flowers or the most presents or the most adoration from his or her students? It's not the one that was all chummy with the students and had the cool nickname or whatever, and the one that the students kind of took lightly in class.
あなた私の3年高校3年間あなたのおかげで素晴らしかったですっていうふうにお花を生徒からお花をもらう先生は生徒をドカーンと怒る雷先生でも同時に生徒のことを愛しその子の進路のことを一生懸命考えその子と共になり一緒に悩んであげるそして何とか一緒に人生を切り開いていこうとするその両面を持った先生じゃなかった?
It was probably the teacher, you know, that was able to get very angry in certain situations or be very strict in certain situations to have that strong authority in the student's life, but at the same time balance that with a gentleness, with a kindness, with a love, showing, I care for your future, I want to help you to be the best person that you are going, that you want to be. That is the teacher that received the most adoration.
イエス様はそのような神様。
That's the kind of God that Jesus is.
私たちがブルブル震えるような恐ろしい神様。それと同時に愛の神様なんです。
You know, on one hand, we're shaken in our boots, scared, but on the other hand, He is the God of love. There's this very strong, but very delicate balance.
だから私たちはイエス様にお花ではなくて、私たちの自分たちの人生すべてを捧げましょう。
And so we want to be able to give to Jesus, you know, not a bouquet of flowers, but we want to be able to give Him our hearts, give Him our lives as a show of thanks for all that He has done for us.
神を恐れましょう。
Let us fear the Lord.
神を恐れることは命に至る道です。
Because the fear of the Lord is going to lead into life.
祈りましょう。父なる神様、私たちはあなたをカジュアルに考えすぎてたかもしれません。
Lord, we have, you know, taken you very lightly and too lightly in a lot of situations.
でもあなたが嵐を鎮めることができる自然をコントロールし生と死を司ることができる神様であることを今思い出します。
But we remember that you are the God that can calm any storm, physical or otherwise. You are the God that is in control of life and death.
その方が何でか知らんけど今日僕を私を生かしてくださることを感謝します。
I'm so thankful that despite, you know, my not being worthy, despite of all of the terrible things that I have done,You've given me life today.
今日私たちはあなたがどれほど恐るべき神様なのかを思い出しました。
You know, we remember today just how important it is to fear you.
それなのにあなたは恐れるな、 こっちにおいで、大胆に近づいてらっしゃいと招いてくださることを感謝します。
But we're so thankful that despite the fact that we may fear you, you're also saying, do not be afraid, draw near to me, come boldly before me.
イエス様、あなたが十字架で流された血潮によって私たちは罪が処罰されましたから、ですから私たちは大胆に神に近づきたいと思います。
Because of the work you did on the cross, Jesus, you know, our sins have already been paid for. The punishment has already been received by you, so we can come near you.
あなたは危険な神様だけれども、同時に安心を与えてくれる神様であることを感謝します。
We're thankful that you are a God that is, on one hand, a very dangerous, you know, God that we need to fear, but at the same time, you are filled with love and you love us so much.
今日私たちは言葉数を少なくして、あなたの前に
And Lord, we want to come before you with few words and just bow down.
イエス様、どうぞ神を恐れることをこれから寒くなっていく中、クリスマスまで私たちに教えてください。
So teach us, Lord. We want to continue to learn more of who you are. Show us in your word.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.